Welcome to Paula Life Past and Present. You have Eric Ortega as your host, and I will be discussing the Campeño words for shapes like line, circle, and curve. Then I have an interview with Richard Mojado, and he talks about his years of experience with the game of peon. Here's a clip. Check it out.
We go all over when we play. You know, the four of us? Mm-hmm. Go to Parker, go down to Yuma.
All right, that's just a little bit of it. And he also discusses his experience with the elders that he remembers and the mysticism involved with the game of peon. Now let's talk about some shape words. First, we have the word for line, which is hup, you win it. Hup, you win it. The stress is on the first syllable. Next shape we have is a circle. Puv, you win it. Puv, you win it. And if you think those are long words, then we have the best one for the curve. And I guess you could call it a curve word, a curveball. This word is McQuellowinut. McQuellowinut. And again, the stress is on the first syllable. That brings us to our phrase of the day. McQuellowkishpiche. McQuellowkishpuche. That means to go around the house. McQuella, meaning curve or going in a curve, around, going around. Kish is house, and pitche is for, means about. So, McQuella kish pitche. There's another word that I thought you would like to hear. And again, you know, with these Campeño words, they get into some long words. McQuell, McQuellowa. Again, that's McQuell, McQuellowa. That means curvy, twisting. And now, before we hear the interview with Mr. Mojado, we have an opportunity to hear a couple of songs from the In Trouble Bird Singers. Check this out.
The quick way, not 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 the quick way, not
All right, thank you to Tribal Bird Singers. Now the interview with Richard Mojado, or Uni, as he is most often called. Now this interview was held outside by a water fountain. I tried to clean up the sound a little bit, but I think you could still hear the words okay from Uni. He talks about the traditions and history of the game of Peon. Peon is a gambling game, again, like I said before, that has been played for years and is still continues today. And we didn't discuss the rules of the game, just the traditions and the history associated with the game. Check it out.
When did you start? You said you were about 34?
Yeah, 32, 34 years old, yeah.
Who taught you? My name's Tony Campbell. Who taught you, Uni?
Thurman McCormick and Ditchie.
And Dash.
Yeah. Oh, okay, from Rincon.
Yeah. Yeah, they taught. They were me, myself, Chucky King, and Thurman used to play with us.
Oh, okay, that was your team then, huh?
Yeah, he played with us for a couple years. Ditchie played with us a couple times. And then after Thurman got sick, he moved up to San Francisco. And then he told us Randall, his nephew, was going to play with us.
Doc?
Yeah, so then we played a long time together, him, Chucky, I, and King. Randall. So we played a long time, and then Randall's boy, Chai, got older and he wanted to start playing, so Randall said he was going to get his own team. We said, oh, that's fine. So then Randall, and then his last couple of years, George Smith played with us.
Oh, okay.
King Lawrence, we played, and then and George told us that his nephews and grandchildren wanted to start playing again. So he told us he was going to go play with them, and he said, that was fine. And then sometimes Cameron, and then he had to sit out.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was... So we haven't played for a little while now. Me, King, and Lawrence.
Yeah, well, I know you guys played at the powwow last
year. Oh, yeah, we played. The first year we won it, and then the next year we got beat. we go all over when we play. You know, the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Parker. Go down to Yuma. Oh, we went to most every young game.
Morongo.
The only place we never went. Well, at first we used to go to Saboba, but then we stopped going there. You know?
Oh yeah.
You know, for the powwow.
Yeah.
And Rincon, San Isabel, Corona, Viejas. Well, Campo.
You ever play up in Weopipa?
Yeah, we played there when Tony was alive.
Oh, okay.
And then he invited us when he had his last doings there, when he burned all those things.
Uh-huh.
He invited us to play there. He wanted us to play. So we played there. We played those guys from Campo. Junior Coral, Junior, and Steve. Venegas, a couple other guys from there, we played that night. That was interesting, you know, the way they did it.
Yeah, he taught them.
Yeah, and we played there, and we haven't been playing now for a little while. So now I'll have to sit out another year, which is common. I've done it before. I mean, I've had people in my family pass away, and I've had to sit out. It's tough.
That's always been the tradition, huh?
That's the tradition when somebody, we always done it, but mostly all guys do it, you know, from the reservations. It's just a tradition that you you sit out for a year. Mm-hmm. And about one time, one of my uncles passed away, and Thurman was alive. I talked to him, and he asked me, he said, well, did he come watch you play? I said, no. He said, did he, because he lived in San Diego then, and he said, did he ever talk to you much about Pion? I said, no, he didn't. He didn't talk to me much about it. He said, well, you just said you can only sit out 6 months. So then I sat out for 6 months. Because he said, you know, he never...
Didn't know much about it.
Well, he knew about it, but he just never asked me about it. He didn't talk to me about it. Michael Gill, he talks to me. And then Gwen, when she was alive, she asked me how we did, you know.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, she always asked me about it. But it's a... Once you get it in your blood, you don't want to quit playing. It's really something. I mean, it's... You know, it's... They're trying to change the game today. You know, you get a lot of these young coimies, they don't really know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they don't play like the old way, like when we first learned, mm-hmm. you know, because these coimies don't know.
Yeah, well, I know too, they have a lot more games now.
Oh, yeah, I mean? Well, so they have a...
You end up having, I remember one time they wanted me to be coimie. I go, I've never even played.
Yeah,
I
said, well, you know,
I can't do it.
When we were taught by Thurman, he told us, he said, boys, I'm not going to teach you how to use medicine. He says, but what I'll do is I teach you boys, you go through a ritual where you combat it, you don't, so they won't harm you when you're playing. Because he says, you know, eventually if you use that kind of medicine, then, you know, it can harm your family down the line. You know?
Yeah.
And so he never, he just, like, we get ready 3 days before we play. We go through a ritual, things we have to do, things we can't do.
Uh-huh.
And things we can eat and things we can't eat.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I normally do, you know, 3 days before I play. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And another thing okay. he taught us is you don't drink when you play, even when you're kneeling. And he said that you can get up now and then, maybe go have a shot of whiskey, but nothing, no beer, just whiskey, no wine. You know, have a shot.
Oh, really?
And go back and play. Yeah. But he said you don't. You know, it's weird, no?
Yeah.
But I now, you know, everybody, because for a few years when Leroy Salgado was alive, which he was a good player, he played with us for about 3 or 4 years. And when he came and met with us, he says, I'll do the things you guys do, the way you guys prepare yourself. He said, we prepare ourselves too. When he played with his brothers and them,
uh-huh.
he said, well, but we do it a little different. See, because they were from Kauia or Pajanga, you know?
Right.
So they used to, but he said, I'll do the things. So we told him what we do, so he'd prepare himself that way.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, so I don't know how, you know, you got a lot of young teams playing. And I don't know if a lot of them even prepare themselves, because I don't know, you know, who teaches them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I think that a lot of guys just kneel down and play to play. And I was taught, I was told by a younger man, and he told me, he said, you know, he said, when you go play Pion, because he's involved in this kind of stuff, he says, you kneel down. Nobody might be using medicine then. He said, there'll be somebody in that crowd that uses medicine, and he's got to use it. It's either for you or against you. He said, but he's got to use it. I said, wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So that's why I think a lot of these younger teams, you know, 18 years and older, I don't know if they prepare themselves. And I'm just hopeful that they, well, we don't use it, but we use it to not for them to harm us.
Right.
But sometimes I played against some guys, and especially when I first started, we played against a lot of the elders, the older guys. I knew that they used this stuff, so I prepared myself. And I was kind of scared to play against them because I knew that they used it. But then I was taught, well, how they can't harm you, you know? Because they can harm you.
I've seen a lot of players over the years and stuff, and yeah, there's some that you just kind of know, you know.
Yeah,
that,
you know when you go there. Mm-hmm. Like Jose Robles. Remember Jose Robles?
Mr. Robles, yeah.
Yes, when I first played against him, I knew about him, and I was actually scared when I played against him. But I don't think, well, because years ago we played here in Paula. Well, there was a fact had your dad's funeral that day. And that night was Cooper Days, remember?
Yeah.
Well, that night we played, and I guess when we were playing, after we had played, Jose came up to Randall, and he told him, he said, you know, somebody used medicine on you. And you're lucky you could see today. He told Randall, and he said, I wish I would hear it was, well, he was playing a different game. He said, I wish I could think and know who that person, I could have found out who that person was. See, so it's scary, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you play against the older guys. Well, when we first started, that's all it was, you know, all these older guys from the different, all these different reservations.
Yeah.
So when we used to first play, we start playing Mr. Tortoise from, he's from Santa Rosa, but he lived in Vanny. You know Robert?
Yeah.
His grandfather. Well, his grandfather, him and John Kitchen, Lloyd Marcus, and this Miranda guy. And, they had a good, we could never beat them. We could never beat them for 2, 3, 4 years. And then finally we beat them, and after that, they didn't beat us like they did, you know? And it was the same way with Jose. Him and, what's his name from down there too, we could never beat them. I don't know what it was, but if they had signals or, well, they talked a different language too, so maybe they talked in their language how to hide, so we didn't know. We played them for years and never could beat them either. Then when we finally did beat them, you know, then we got...
Because they spoke Quechan up
yeah,
there, huh?
Yeah, they speak that language from down there.
Were they Quechan or Kokopa?
Kokopa.
Kokopa.
Yeah, Quechans were from this side, Yuma. We played teams from there too. And I remember years ago we played down there. We were winning a lot of games. These guys from down there didn't have another player, so they had a woman play. Well, we went all that way, so we said, okay, well, she could play. After that, man, they beat us. We never had much luck for a year or two after she played. Because it's not a woman's game, it's a man's game.
Yeah.
And they even say these young kids shouldn't be playing, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's why they have categories now. 18 and old can only play for the adult games. 18 and below they can play, you know. And girls play, and it's not a girls game. You know, all the old timers say, this is not a girls game. Yeah. They never played this game.
The girls were like the singers on the back and stuff.
Yeah, we used to have a lot of singers. You know, eventually they all passed away, and now you hardly have any singers. You have to do most of your own singing now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to play and sing, you know. Well, you're hiding, but you're singing, but still it's... We learned a lot of songs. We learned a couple from here. Resendon in Alaska's taught us. And Paul McGee taught us. Well, he knew the song from here, even if it was from Changa. And Pete Trujillo. They taught us some songs, but we probably learned 300-400 songs, but it's hard to remember them, because if you don't sing them for a long time. But I was fortunate enough to learn all these. We always had backers. Well, when we first started playing, we bet our own money. They didn't have these pots.
Oh, yeah.
See, a team would come up to you and challenge us. Say, well, I want to play you guys. It's okay. And they say, well, maybe we have $800. You know, $800 back then was quite a bit of money. So we had to match what they put up. And then we had a lot of the backers. Sometimes we're playing, we hardly had to bet. We didn't even win anything, and it was the people that were betting. You know? So after that, you just, you know, you're down there doing all the, and like the games today don't last like they used to. I remember we played at Parker one time. We started about 9 that night and it finished at 10:30 next morning, one game. And then the team that beat us had to play again for the championship. We came home, it was too dang hot over there.
But 10 in the morning, it's already hot.
Yeah,
huh?
Oh yeah, over there in Yuma, I mean in Parker. But it's not the same. I mean, I love playing it, but it's just not the same. People trying to change the game, you know.
Is it more friendly now, or?
Yeah, because guys talk to you, you know, back and forth to you, say things, but, you know, before they never did it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like before when they used to play, if you won, you just got up and walked away. But now, when if you win, the winning team will get up and go and shake those guys' hands. You don't.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that can have a tendency to take your game away from you, because if you win and then you got to play again, then you got to go prepare yourself all over again
Yeah, I've heard some young players won't shake hands with people.
No, they won't.
It takes away their
And another thing we were taught is, like when we went to doings, was not to eat their food. Like the fiesta, sir, don't eat anything there. But he said, you don't know what people put in their food, you know what I mean?
Because uh-huh.
if they know you're... And now and everybody's eating and everything before they play, you know? But that's just the way it is. It's just... It's a good game. I mean, this game's been going off forever. I don't know who started.
You ever play against Ralph Pacheco in there?
Yeah, we used to. Well, Ralph started playing with us, and then he broke away and had his own team. Him and Joe. Mm-hmm. They had a good team. You know, we got to play against this guy named Jose Cinco, and we got to play against Sam Brown. In fact, when Sam Brown passed away, they had a wake for him down there in Dejas, and his son invited us down there to play. In fact, we played those guys from Campo again. And we were playing there outside, and you know, had the body inside, and then pretty soon they brought the casket out and put it right by where we were playing. And that was weird, I mean, you know? That was a weird, they left him out there for probably maybe a half hour, then they got him and they took him back inside. That was the first time I ever seen that done, you know? And I guess there used to be a long time ago, there used to be some great teams, you know? Really great teams like the Soldados, you know? They always had a really good team.
Okay.
And then they had their they had somebody from the other reservation make their medicine for them.
So it would come back to their reservation?
Yeah, so like I think you remember Blas Garland?
I remember the name.
Well, he used to live down there by you know where Siva lives?
Uh-huh.
He used to live there, and I guess he used to make the medicine for the Soldados. And Ditchy did ours for us. You know, even Thurman with his brother, he made ours for us.
The protection.
Yeah, well, too, and I don't know if anybody, when we used to meet, Thurman and I said, well, we're going to play this weekend, boys, give me a penny. So we'd all give him a penny, and he used to take that to Ditchy. In the day we were going to play, it was normally Chucky, because he was always there first. Ditchy would give that to Chucky, and he'd tell him, walk around a big circle, you know, where you guys are going to play. But don't make it obvious. And what you do is you throw a penny every time you go around. Not in the same spot. And then it was in sand, and throw that sand. But it was, you know, that was one of the things we used to do. But now nobody does it, see?
Yeah, now it's more of a game. I know, too, now there's a... I said earlier how now there's more games.
Yes.
Used to be back in the day, there wasn't that many powwows, fiestas, and that thing. People would talk about how if you came to like Coupa Days and won, you basically had breaking rights for the whole year. Now we have powwow, Coupa Days, somebody wants to have a powwow tournament or a peon tournament, you know, tournament.
Well, it's like me. The money's nice to win, but I always played for Paula. I'm from here, and that was the bragging rights that we won it. That's the way it was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Thurman taught us, he says, you know, years ago, we didn't have much money, you know, we played for $200, and that was a lot of money then.
Uh-huh.
We'd sell stuff even to get money to play, you know. But, years ago, you know, they'd get up and fight with each other, those old guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, getting arguments.
I've seen some... Well, I guess you would call them questionable calls or something like that. And, I've seen some crazy things that, you know, where the Koyme had to, like, make a decision and there really was no right decision. It was just something that happened, and you know, somebody just had to say whether or not this was going to be allowed or not allowed, and you know, there's no way to say, well, you know, in the past we always did this, because this never happened before, at least not that we know of, you know. And,
well, so, that's why it's changed today, you know. Like, we had a big meeting years back. All the teams were there. Where you guys were saying this, well, it's got to be this way. And then finally, I just raised my hand and I said, you know what, you guys? I said, the game ain't changing. You guys are trying to change it. The game's always been played this way, so why are you trying to change it?
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't, that's the way the game is. That's what it was taught. We were taught by elders. And they knew how you played, you know? And, but a lot of these young guys, you know, we played a game in Manzanita. These guys, young guys were playing against us, and they were drinking beer. I never noticed it. I thought they were drinking Mountain Dew, you know, the green bottle, but they were drinking Heineken.
Oh.
And one of our players and the team got upset about it. And after, you know, we lost, and then one of the elders from down there, we told him what they were doing, and he said, okay, he says, I'll have a talk with those boys. They shouldn't be doing that, drinking, you know, it's like a disgrace to be doing that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, and it's a good time you get together to see guys you haven't seen for a long time, you know, you sit around and talk. But I remember when I first started, we'd get there, we never mingled. We didn't go out there. Maybe one person would. The rest of us always stayed back to the cars until we were ready to play, and then we'd go. But you know, it's changed, you know, and times change, but the game hasn't. But like you say, the Cormies, a lot of them don't understand it.
Yeah, like I say, now there's like a lot more, at the Coupa days, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, there was like 8 games going on at one time, you know.
Yeah.
And need a Cormie for each one. And there was a lot of them out there. I think Dave Teller was one of them. And I can't remember the names of the other guys, but there was a few other guys that were Cormie. Paul Miranda was one too. And then they're like, hey, we need another Cormie. You want to do it? I'm like, I don't even know the game. I said, no, I can't do it. I said,
yeah, you got to know the game.
They were grasping for people. You know?
That's the thing now. It's hard to get Cormies. You know, when you go.
Well, a lot of the Cormies actually play.
Yeah.
But, you know, that first round, everybody's playing.
Yeah. So like a lot of times when you got a lot of teams and you have one odd team, so they'll sit out. So they'll usually get those guys to Cormie.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to play. I mean, and they have to Cormie, you know. So it just, then they'll have to quit Cormie when it's time for them to play. Then they got to get a Cormie for that game, too. So where are you going to get a Cormie, you know?
And then the guys that lose, they don't want to Cormie because they're going to be leaving, maybe, you know, or something.
All right. Okay, Eric.
All right.
Now, that's just a great story from a man who loves the game of Peon. He's been playing Peon for well over 30-some years, and he's doing his part keeping the Paula tradition alive of playing Peon. He learned from elders in Paula, in San Isabel, in Rincon. He's played against many great players and teams. He talks about that, and he talks about, again, just his love for the game. Got a recap. I guess we covered the word for line in Cupeño, which is hoop you win it. We covered the word for circle in Cupeño, which is boove you win it. And then we covered the word for curve, which is the longest word of the day, McQuella win it. McQuella win it. And if you have any opinions or any input, send me an email, eortega@paulatribe.com, or give us a call at the radio station, 760-742-4200. And this is Eric Ortega saying good day from Paula Life, past and present.